All right, get ready for a tech treat, because following today's tech update, we're going to be showcasing a standout call for my weekend show. It's called The Kim Komando Show, of course. Even though they're against the law, you can find them for sale on Amazon and Google. I'm talking about cell phone blockers, Wi-Fi, drone, radar jammers, and more. But now the FCC is moving to stop it all. I'm Kim Komando, brought to you by ExpressVPN. Secure your online data and get an extra 3 months free at expressvpn.com/Kim. The market is big for cell phone jammers. Restaurants, churches, and movie theaters would love to install them, if they're illegal. Some do it anyway. Radar jammers interfere with police speed radar. GPS blocking devices will prevent your car from being tracked. Wi-Fi jammers are a favorite for burglars to jam up home and business wireless security cameras. Drone jammers can bring down a nearby intrusive hobby drone. Everyone can think of a way that they would use one of these devices. But there's just one problem. Federal law makes the operation, marketing, or sale of any jamming device illegal. No exceptions for classrooms, homes, business, or even law enforcement. None. Join a 500,000 folks who get tech smart with my free newsletter. Sign up now at getkim.com. All right, here's a fantastic call for my weekend show, The Kim Komando Show. That's a highlight reel right inside itself. Tom in Indianapolis, Indiana. Boy, we've got a lot of calls from Indy today. Hi there, Tom.
Hi, Kim. So happy to be speaking with you in person. I can definitely mark this off my bucket list.
Oh, you're sweetheart.
I've been listening to you. Been listening to you for years, and I might even wash into decades now.
Okay.
On radio. So, I love listening to all your tips and recommendations for products and security. So, in that vein, I got a question. It's, I guess we could call it downsizing.
Okay.
I have a wife who likes playing on the computer more than I do. She's surrounded with all kinds of iOS devices and big tower computer from 2011, 2010. It's got Windows 7 on it. She spread it out over a dining room because we downsized the house. And I build her in a spare bedroom a desk, and okay. It will not accommodate a large old tower PC. And I've been researching alternatives, and I've come up with either, I did look at the all-in-one monitor PC. They're a little pricey and maybe more than she needs. And then I started seeing something about these mini, mini, mini PCs, some of which are about the size of maybe an Apple TV console box.
They're pretty good, Tom. They are, depending on which one that you get. But they've got a decent processor, maybe 16 gigs of RAM, 500 gig drive. What's nice is that if you buy one with a dual HDMI and 4K, and then it gives you some more flexibility. And they're about, $450-$500. And then you could add a nice 27-inch monitor to that. And then what's also nice, you get a mini soundbar. Everything's going to be mini, okay? and then you can also mount it on the wall to get it off the desk. And the mount is like $50. So let me do this. Let me put together this list of everything that I just spoke to you about, okay? And this way you can go check it all out on Amazon. And if for some reason you think, I'm not sure if this part will work or that part will work or whatever, just give us a shout back and write me back, and then I'm happy to pick something else out for you. But what we'll do is we're going to email you the links to the products that I just mentioned that I think would be a really sweet setup for your wife, who you love dearly, and you're such a great husband for doing all this. And thank you for your call. Thanks for listening. Really appreciate that. A standing ovation to you for tuning in. Yay! Now, if you're puzzled by a tech issue, here's your call to action. Head to komando.com, select email Kim. I read each and every note like it's the final round in a tech trivia game. And you can amp up your tech know-how by getting my free daily newsletter. It's just waiting for you over at getkim.com.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.